At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
So you have a podcast and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Let's do a multiple choice quiz here, okay? You are in a hotel. A strange man asks you to go into his room. Do you alert security, run for the nearest exit, or say, why not? If you're Tammy, you answer C. And my retort to that, yes, I said retort, is what are you thinking?
Okay, let me explain, because normally one or two are the correct answers. So here's what happened. We were at Saquon for the River Concert Series, and I had gone down to John's room to connect with him and his girlfriend, Sam.
Yeah, we're going to walk down together before we had to host the River Concert Series with Caroline Jones last Thursday.
Yeah, and so we opened the door, and Sam and I step out, and there's a gentleman walking by. He just came out getting his bucket full of ice, and he looked up, and he looked at me, and he goes, oh, you're Tammy. And I said, yeah, hi, how are you? Right? Expecting, you know, someone's going to recognize you there because they're coming for the show. And he said, oh, my gosh, would you please come say hi to my wife? And I said, sure. And we started walking, and he told me, oh, she knows you, blah, blah, blah. And we start talking about it as we're walking down the hallway. We get to his room. He opens the door. He's like, honey, guess what? I have a guest. It's Tammy. And it turns out I knew who she was. I hadn't seen her in, I don't know, 11 years. So we took a quick selfie, and then I left and came back and connected with John and his girlfriend, Sam, and John starts yelling at me.
Well, that's Tammy's story. Let me tell you what I saw from my point of view. Mm-hmm. We are leaving the room. I realize that I left my key inside. I turn around. I don't see any of this interaction with this person and Tammy, and I get my key. I come back. My girlfriend Sam is waiting for me. Tammy's walking down the hall with somebody I don't know. And then I see her go into somebody's room and the hotel door closes.
And the hotel door never shuts.
Well, in my mind it did. I said to Sam, what's happening here? Who is that? She says, I have no idea. Tammy comes out. I said, who was that? Oh, I don't know. I said, what are you talking about? You don't know. Somebody just came up to you and asked you to go to their room and you went? And I mean, it ended up perfect. It was fine. The man was wonderful. Okay. His wife, an old friend from 11 years ago. But you didn't know that.
I didn't know at the time with him, no. But I need to say a couple of things. First of all, if a person just looked at me and said, do you want to come to my room? I would have never done
that.
Which
he did.
I could tell.
Which he did.
Okay. I could tell he recognized us. I could tell that.
Now,
John is having this big connection.
How do you know there's a wife in that room? How do you know there's a wife in that room?
I don't know until I go down there.
Producer Jessica, a strange man walks up to you and says, please come to my room. My wife wants to meet you. What do you do?
I probably would have gone too.
What?
If he would have, you could tell on his face that he recognized you. And as we're walking down the hallway, by the way, John, he's like talking about his wife and who she used to be married to, who's a really good friend of mine. And I was putting it together on who he probably was.
Oh, yeah. Look, and you're at Saquon. This is our home base. You know that you're there for a station event. It's most likely listeners.
Everything you say, I agree with. except one thing. You don't go to a stranger's hotel room.
Wow.
Here's what you say.
Don't tell that to Jessica in her 20s, because...
Okay. Nice.
There wasn't a stranger. Okay. I didn't go to the hotel.
Let me rephrase this. Depending on the situation, ... No, in all seriousness, here's what you say. Hey, I would love to meet your wife. Mm-hmm. I'll stay here with the safety of my friends, and you come back with your wife. We'll get a picture together.
Had I been alone, I would have done that. But you guys were right there, so I thought you were behind me.
Producer Jessica, I've got my key. I walk outside. I see Tammy just way down the hall.
Mm-hmm.
I look at my girlfriend. What's going on? She said, I have no idea.
And he doesn't follow?
I didn't know you. All of a sudden, I turn around. You're gone.
If you saw me down the hallway, why didn't you follow?
I'm more worried. I'm wondering if John was actually just jealous that he didn't get recognized first and Tammy did.
Clearly, I'm alone in this. I'm the only adult in the room right now.
The way that the whole thing played out, had I been alone, it would have been completely different. And I'd like to say hi to Dennis and Lori. So, John, say hi to Dennis and Lori.
Hi, Dennis. I'm sure you're wonderful people. I'm not saying that you're bad people at all. I'm just saying this could have gone a different way.
Thanks, Dad.
Not Dad. Sensible. So disappointed in both of you right now.
Oh, my God.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.